Item of other business is conditional use number 2327, Howard Ritter and Sons Borrow Pit, preliminary and final site plan.
Microphone.
This is a preliminary and final site plan for the Howard Ritter and Sons Borrow Pit operation. The parcel contains 50.9 acres more or less and is located on the southwest side of Plantations Road, Sussex County Road 275, with access off of Ritter Lake Drive. Conditional use number 2327 was approved by Sussex County Council at their meeting of Tuesday, January 24th, 2023, through ordinance number 2901 for the expansion of a non-conforming borrow pit to include storage and sales of material on the project site. The preliminary and final site plan complies with the Sussex County zoning code and all conditions of approval. The property is located within the Henlopen Transportation Improvement District, and the tax parcel is District 334, map 12, parcel 7. The zoning is AR1 Agricultural Residential District, and staff are in receipt of all agency approvals.
Mr. Chair, with regards to conditional use number 2327, Howard Ritter and Sons Borrow Pit, I make a motion to approve the preliminary and final site plan.
I second.
Moved and seconded to approve the conditional use number 2327, Howard Ritter and Sons Borrow Pit, as a preliminary and a final. All those in favor, say aye.
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 Opposed? Carried. Thank you. Our next item is change of zone number 1931, Ocean View Beach Club North, final site plan.
This is a final site plan for the addition of 10 single-family homes to be incorporated into the existing Ocean View Beach Club Residential Plan Community, RPC. The plan includes the proposed street deletion of one lot, necessary adjustment to lot lines, stormwater management, forested buffers, and other site improvements. The plan received a preliminary approval from the Planning and Zoning Commission at their meeting of Thursday, October 27th, 2022. Staff note the additional plannings mentioned in condition D were found to be necessary, and these plannings have been incorporated into the plan so that the additional screening to the adjacent Ocean Way Estates subdivision is provided. The property is located on the north side of Muddy Neck Road, Sussex County Road 361, and will be accessed off the south side of Gooseberry Avenue, which is an internal street within the RPC. The plan complies with the Sussex County zoning code and all conditions of approval, including the original conditions of approval from 2015 that pertain to this addition. The tax parcel is District 134, map 17, parcel 12.02. The zoning is MRRPC, Medium Density Residential, Residential Plan Community, and staff are in receipt of all agency approvals, which includes acknowledgments from two property owners of Ocean View Beach Club North that have agreed to the necessary lot line adjustments.
Mr. Chair, with regards to change of zone number 1931, Ocean View Beach Club North, I make a motion to approve the final site plan.
I second.
It's been moved and seconded to approve change of zone number 1931, Ocean View Beach Club North, final site plan as a final. All those in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Thank you. Our next item is site plan number 19-16, Curlina Enterprises LLC, revised preliminary site plan.
This is a revised preliminary site plan for the construction of a proposed 4,000-square-foot commercial garage, a 9,600-square-foot commercial warehouse, and other site improvements. The parcel is located on the east side of Isaacs Road, Route 30, approximately 460 feet away from Milton-Ellendale Highway, Route 16. Staff would like to note that the applicant has confirmed that a grading plan will be included with the final site plan. A final site plan was previously administratively approved on May 9th, 2019 by the Planning and Zoning Office. The revised preliminary site plan complies with the Sussex County Zoning Code, and the tax parcel is District 235, map 14, parcel 67. The zoning is C1 General Commercial District, and staff are awaiting agency approvals. Should the commission desire to act favorably on this proposal, staff are requesting final approvals to be made subject to staff upon the receipt of all agency approvals.
Mr. Chairman, I move we approve the revised preliminary site plan for S19-16, Kleinerling Enterprises LLC, with final by staff upon receipt of all agency approvals and the landscape plan they're awaiting.
I second.
It's been moved and seconded to approve the revised preliminary site plan for site plan number 19-16, Curlene Enterprises LLC, as a preliminary, with final approval to be by the staff, subject to receipt of all other agency approvals. All those in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Thank you. Our next item is Site Plan 23-19, Sussex Technical High School Preliminary Site Plan.
This is a preliminary site plan for Sussex Technical High School on the lands of Sussex County Vocational Technical School District for the construction of a total of 383,761 square feet of improvements to include school building, field buildings, a greenhouse, parking, ancillary improvements, as well as a revision to the design configuration existing at the site, including relocation of playing fields and the addition of new interior roads. Plan proposes two phases and includes the removal of existing buildings with 95,696 square feet of the existing structures to be retained. The use on the site was approved by Sussex County Council on August 13, 1991 as conditional use number 976. The plan proposes four vehicular access points along the frontage on the site lying on the north side of County Seat Highway Route 9, approximately 1 mile west of the intersection of Route 9 and Old Furnace Road. The preliminary site plan complies with the Sussex County Zoning Code. Tax parcels are District 231, Map 19, Parcel 7.00, Parcel 8.00, and Parcel 14.01. The zoning is AR1, Agricultural Residential District, and staff are awaiting agency approvals. Should the commission desire to act favorably on this proposal, staff are requesting final approvals be made subject to staff upon the receipt of all agency approvals.
Mr. Chair, with regards to S23-19 Sussex Tech High School, I make a motion to approve the preliminary site plan with final by staff upon receipt of all agency approvals.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded to approve the preliminary site plan for site plan S23-19 Sussex Technical High School as a preliminary with final approval to be by the staff subject to receipt of all other agency approvals. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Thank you. Our next item is site plan 23-08 Mulberry Knoll Store, request to clarify conditions of approval.
At their meeting on Thursday, April 20th, 2023, the Planning and Zoning Commission granted approval of the preliminary site plan for Mulberry Knoll Store, S2308, on the lands of V&M LLC, with final plan approval to be granted by staff upon receipt of all agency approvals, with the condition that the applicant amend the plan to include fencing and a designated walking path to facilitate pedestrian traffic between the proposed improvements and the school. The applicant is requesting clarification, asserting that the conditions are addressed in the current plan, noting that a fence already exists on the school property along the entirety of the shared boundary with the school, and that the pedestrian traffic will be routed to the sidewalk on Route 24, connecting to the site's school at the school's entrance as part of the Route 24 DelDOT projects adjacent to the site. The preliminary site plan is for a 5,000 square foot convenience store, an approximately 5,000 square foot fueling station area, a 12,000 square foot office building, parking, and related improvements. These uses were approved for the site via conditional use CU number 2318, approved by Sussex County Council on Tuesday, May 17th, 2022. The parcels are located on the southeast corner of the intersection of John J. Williams Highway, Route 24, and Mulberry Knoll Road. The preliminary site plan complies with the Sussex County Zoning Code. Tax parcels are District 334, Map 12.00, Parcel 108, Parcel 108.01, Parcel 109, Parcel 109.01, Parcel 110, Parcel 111, 111, Parcel 111.01, Parcel 112, and the zoning is A1, Agricultural Residential District. Staff are awaiting agency approvals. Should the commission desire to act favorably on this proposal, staff are requesting final approvals to be made subject to staff upon the receipt of all agency approvals.
Mr. Mears, before you respond to this, I just want to be clear, there is a fence, an existing fence that separates the properties. Is that correct? It's on the back of the school property.
Yes, I can clarify. In speaking to the applicant, in the original analysis of the plan, there was a section of post and rail fencing which was not contiguous. But what I didn't see on our aerials was that there is also a chain link fence that runs the whole border of the property. I actually spoke with the director of facilities management down at the school just to confirm that that fence is there.
Okay.
And then traffic, the pedestrian traffic would be routed around the fence out to the Del Dot improvements.
That was the intention.
And for what it's worth, when I drove right by it today coming here, and there literally is a chain link fence that runs that whole property.
I think that was
all the way out to the sidewalk.
Intent to make sure there was separation. Okay, thank you. Go ahead.
Mr. Robertson, what would be the appropriate motion to approve the clarification of conditions?
So, is it an approval of clarification? Let me go back and look, or is it approval of
the plan as
the
drawn?
Plan, yeah.
Okay, then I'll make a motion that we approve the plan as drawn and submitted to staff.
That works.
Okay.
The previous approval was contingent on certain factors being shown on the final. I think the request here was just to clarify what those contingencies were. So, yeah. So.
That's why I referred to it as conditions of approval.
Yeah, that's how it's teed up on here.
So what would the motion be for that? Approved as drawn?
Yeah, I mean, I think it just approved the preliminary site plan as it was presented.
Then we'll start over. Mr. Chairman, I make a motion. We approve the preliminary site plan for S23-08 Mulberry Knoll Store.
A second.
Moved and seconded to approve the preliminary site plan as submitted for the site plan 23-08 Mulberry Knoll Store. All those in favor say aye.
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 Opposed? Carried. Thank you. Okay, our next item was Lands of DeGas Incorporated, minor subdivision off of a 50-foot easement.
This is a minor subdivision plan to divide 10.01 acres plus or minus parcel of land into one lot and residual lands. Proposed lot 5 consists of 1.06 acres plus or minus, and the residual lands consist of 8.93 acres plus or minus. The residual lands will be accessed by a 50-foot wide ingress-egress access easement. Property is located on the east side of Will King Road, Sussex County Road 288. Approximately 0.53 miles south of Kendale Road, Sussex County Road 287. Staff note the property is within the Henlopen Transportation Improvement District. The minor subdivision complies with the Sussex County Zoning and Subdivision Codes. The tax parcel is District 234, map 6.00, parcel 59.11. The zoning is AR1, Agricultural Residential District. Staff are awaiting agency approvals.
Does this one require shared road agreement?
As my understanding, no, because the easement is only serving the one parcel.
Correct.
Was that not correct?
That's correct. There is the possibility that if future parcels were to be subdivided, then at that point the maintenance agreement is needed, yes.
Yep. Okay, Mr. Chairman, I move we approve a minor subdivision off a 50-foot easement for Lands of DeGas, Inc.
A second.
Been moved and seconded to approve the minor subdivision off of a 50-foot easement for Lands of DeGas, Inc. All those in favor say aye.
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 Opposed? Carried. Thank you. Next item is Lands of Frederick J. Tenna. Lot line reinstatement off of a 50-foot easement.
This is a lot line reinstatement plan for a 12.756 acre parcel that will be served by an existing and partially proposed 50-foot easement. The remaining parcel of land will be 44.96 acres, plus or minus. The property is located on the north side of Robinsonville Road, Sussex County Road 277, and the parcel to be reinstated will be served by a private drive known as Fox Run. The plan has received an approval from the Office of the State Fire Marshal. Plan complies with the Sussex County Code. The tax parcel is District 234, map 6.00, parcel 76.00. The zoning is MR, Medium Density Residential District, and staff are in receipt of all agency approvals. Therefore, the plan is eligible for preliminary and final approvals.
Mr. Chair, with regards to Lands of Frederick J. Tanna, I make a motion to approve the lot line recommendation, reinstatement of a 50-foot easement.
Second.
It's moved and seconded to approve the lot line reinstatement off of a 50-foot easement for Lands of Frederick J. Tanna. All those in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Thank you. All right. That concludes our other business, so we'll move on to old business.